Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Federal and state prosecutors are outlining serious charges against the suspect in the Boulder, Colorado attack on a group of people supporting Israeli hostages in Gaza. It's being considered a hate crime with attempted murder charges at the state level. And correspondent Nancy Cordes tells us the Trump administration is focusing on the immigration angle as the suspect is here on an expired visa.
President Trump said acts of terrorism like this one will not be tolerated in the United States, and he said this is why we must deport illegal anti-American radicals from our homeland. Trump's deputy chief of staff, Stephen Miller, added no more hostile migration. Keep them out and send them back.
12 people were injured in the attack by incendiary devices in what Anti-Defamation League CEO Jonathan Greenbelt calls a normalization of anti-Semitism and attacks.
They're up nearly 900% over the last decade. In five of the past 6 years, we've broken a new record. I think it's a function of anti-Semitism being normalized, anti-Zionism becoming sort of acculturated into the public conversation.
This is the first incoming college class since the Supreme Court ruled colleges and universities cannot consider race as part of their admissions process. Data journalist Grace Manthe looks at a CBS News analysis of college enrollment records.
The schools that did consider race before the ruling, and now they can't, they actually saw a 2 percentage point decrease in underrepresented minority students.
The full impact of the June 2023 ruling may not be known for years. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports a Trump supporter, former Trump supporter, Pamela Hemphill, is refusing to accept the pardon granted to her and more than 1,500 others who were charged in the January 6th storming of the Capitol.
No response from the White House to her announcements. But that said, she gets an awful lot of feedback on social media, an awful lot of vitriol from others who were convicted or pleaded guilty to their January 6th crimes, who accuse her of looking for attention.
New research shows a specific diet can help protect brains against Alzheimer's.
It's called the MIND diet, which stands for Mediterranean-Intervention for Neurodegenerative Delay. It combines many elements of the Mediterranean diet and DASH, or dietary approaches to stop hypertension. It emphasizes brain-healthy foods like leafy greens, berries, nuts, and olive oil. Those who closely followed a MIND diet had a 9% lower risk of dementia compared to those with low adherence to the diet. And those who did it for 10 years had a 25% lower risk of dementia.
Correspondent Matt Piper reporting. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, these polymers aren't as flexible as Batch K3.
Researcher Laurie is stretched thin.
Did you get the vulcanization analytics from V66? Wait, are these rubber scores from last week?
She needs to hire new lab technicians so she can bounce back into her old self.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our matching platform lets you spend less time searching and more time connecting with candidates. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Another checkup? Why are so many people getting new puppies?
Dr. Kim's veterinary office is littered with cuteness.
We are booked solid for weeks, but who can say no to a puppy, right? Oh, good boy. Oh, sure. Oh,
she needs to find extra vet techs to get those pups some extra love.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, candidates can find it easier, so you can hire easier. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Kissing is nice, but new research says there are also dangers.
This may be true.
A kiss is still a kiss.
But a new study from Iran finds kissing can lead to depression and anxiety. Researchers there claim those two conditions can trigger the release of the stress hormone cortisol, which can in turn disrupt the delicate balance of bacteria in your mouth. They say their study of 268 newlywed couples found that when one spouse had poor mental health and trouble sleeping, the healthy partner developed similar, milder symptoms after 6 months. Kissing in public in Iran is punishable by up to 74 lashes. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Oklahoma's run of four straight Women's College World Series titles ended when Lauren Allred's walk-off sacrifice fly gave Texas Tech a 3-2 victory in the semifinals. Texas Tech will play Texas in the best of three championship series starting Wednesday. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few scattered clouds in the overnight, south winds and 40 lows in the lower to middle 60s. On Tuesday, we'll have a chance of showers and thunderstorms making their way into the area. Gusty south winds and high temperatures, upper 70s, close to 80. Currently 62 degrees.
Sweet Caroline, We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Thank you.
big white bird, gonna fly right out of here without a single word. But you know you'll break my heart when I want you close that door, 'cause I know I won't see you anymore. Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down right 400 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money, but don't leave me drowning in my tears. Haven't I been good to you? What about that brand new ring? Doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down cry 400 years.
Started the whole world crying. show was on me. Oh no, I started to cry, which started the whole world laughing. Oh, if I'd only seen that the joke was on me.
For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way, too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Jumping in the misty morning fog with
hearts are thumping and you, a brown-eyed girl. So slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la
You have grown. Cast my memory back there a lot. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you. My brown eyed girl.
Hey. Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
The dirt.
nothing happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Being drawn, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Mary Hill used to hang out in Cherry Hill Park.
game she played lasted all day to way after dark. All the girls, they criticized her, but all the guys just idolized her, 'cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark in Cherry Hill Park. Said okay. She went away to play a one-man game, and since that day it ain't been the same, 'cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark.
Promises.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The suspect in the Boulder, Colorado attack on people calling attention to Israeli hostages is facing multiple state and federal charges, as correspondent Matt Piper reports.
12 people were injured in the attack. 2 remain hospitalized. They were among a group marching to support Israeli hostages in Gaza when police say Mohammed Salaman hurled Molotov cocktails and had another 16 unused. Acting U.S. Attorney Bishop Gruhl.
When he was interviewed about the attack, he said he wanted them all to die. He had no regrets, and he would go back and do it again.
The suspect is facing multiple felony charges as well as a federal hate crime charge. An affidavit says he had been planning the attack for a year. Matt Piper, CBS News.
The U.S. is deploying 150 federal firefighting personnel to Canada to help tackle the widening threat from dozens of wildfires that have sent more than 25,000 people fleeing their homes and which is sending smoke to the U.S.
Fortunately, most of the smoke is in the upper levels of the atmosphere, causing very hazy, discolored skies. But that smoke is being blown all the way down into the deep south, too.
Meteorologist Craig Allen. With the Atlantic hurricane season here, the National Weather Service is scrambling now to fill positions left empty by Trump administration firings.
After months of staffing cuts, the National Weather Service announced it is posting 126 positions to fill critical vacancies. The department is looking to hire meteorologists.